Is that on the front is the biblical gospel. You each have one of the cards. And do you know about Jesus Christ and his shed blood, his death, burial, and his resurrection? You're nodding your head, so you understand that? Okay, so if you repent of your sins, if you have faith in him and you repent of your sins, that's a turning of your mind toward him, you'll be born again. And he'll cleanse you. You'll be born again, which means the Holy Spirit will be within you. And then you'll walk in holiness and obedience. And you do that all the way until the day you die. But see, the churches are not teaching how to be born again, how to repent, how to walk in holiness and obedience. And you all kind of, how old are you all?
13.
Okay, so you're old enough to understand some of this.
So like sports are a little bad?
I'm sorry?
Like sports are bad?
Well, before we get into something like that, you would need to understand the gospel and if you wanted to follow after Christ. On the back of that, just so you can look into that sometime, is a bunch of lies that the churches are teaching. Christmas, Easter, feminization, all kinds of things. Worldliness and carnal. I'm sorry? Yeah, they're actually pagan. Christmas and Easter. Good Friday. Let me ask you this.
I thought Jesus was born on Christmas.
No, uh-uh. See, that's where they're lying to you. Let me test you on this. Good Friday. I was about your age when I started looking at the churches going, hey, some of this doesn't line up. Good Friday. Jesus said he'd be in the grave 3 days and three nights. You guys look pretty smart. Do you know how many hours that is? 72 hours. And what do the churches say? He died on Friday afternoon and he rose on Sunday morning, right?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You got two fingers up. You can't even get quite that much, right?
Yeah.
So is Jesus lying when he said he would be in the grave 3 days and three nights? Or are the churches lying with their Good Friday pagan holiday?
Wait, so is this a good thing you're teaching us or a bad thing?
This is a good thing. We're teaching you to test the churches. I know you're under the headship of your parents and they may take you to church. And you have to be careful what you do out of the authority of your parents. But what we want to do is for young people like you to study the scriptures and test what they're teaching you. Because I just shared with you one lie, didn't I?
Yeah.
Do you guys practice Good Friday?
Yeah. No.
But you know about it. Your churches probably do. You're nodding your head.
Yeah.
That's a lie, isn't it?
Good Friday?
Yeah. Either Jesus is lying or the churches are lying. Because he said it in the scriptures. If you look in the Bible, he said he would be in the grave 3 days and three nights. Now, I would never call Jesus a liar, would you?
No.
So the churches are, and that's a hard thing for people to fathom. Do you realize Satan set these churches up after Christ set up the New Testament body? Go deeper, go further, and test the scriptures, because your soul is on the line. See, Satan's trying to deceive young people like you through places like that. So test yourself. And our website's there to help you. We don't take anybody's money. We don't have a church building. They waste a lot of money on that, don't they? People give a whole bunch of money to a church that sits there that people go to once a week, right? Wouldn't that money be better off going out and sharing the truth and maybe helping people who need it?
Oh, yeah. Don't you do that? Like, are we put like money in it? Why do we do that?
Put money in there?
Yeah.
That's not even biblical either. That's not the truth. Just turning your money over to somebody. A lot of times the pastors drive fancy cars, have big houses. That's not the truth either. So I'm sharing a bunch of these things with you. Don't just believe what I say. Go dig in the scriptures. If you want to see eternal life with Father in heaven, go study the scriptures and test everything. Don't believe what people tell you, not even what we tell you. Test us to the scriptures. That's what we want you to learn how to do. Learn to discern and test, because your soul is on the line. You can't just believe and get to heaven like they teach you. And repentance doesn't mean it's something that you feel in your heart. It's an actual turning of your life, willing to lose your life for Christ. So ponder that as you grow older. If you love this world and the things of the world, the love of God won't be in you. And Satan created a lot of this to distract you. So that's what we're out here trying to teach you young people. Let us know if we can help you. Don't be disrespectful to your parents. You still have to obey your parents. And if they do have you go to church until you get old enough to make your own decisions, take a pen and a paper with you and test it. And then when you come home, ask them questions and have them show you in the scriptures, not what a pastor says. Just because he's a pastor doesn't mean he knows everything. Okay?
All right.
The scriptures are your soul truth. It was nice talking to you. Let us know how we can help you. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Uh-huh.